Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, brought to you in part by the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Our next guest brings a familiar voice to our stage. By day, he delivers mail in the woods of Itasca County, but every Tuesday morning on Northern Community Radio, you hear John Latimer give the phenology report. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
Well, here in Grand Rapids, some people know who you are.
I can't pass everyone on the street and not be recognized. That's true.
I always see a bird and I say, I wish John Latimer were here.
I see a bird and I say, I wonder what bird that is.
Well, I'm trying to take the easy way. Yeah. So tell us, for the folks who don't know, what is phenology?
Well, I think a lot of people who listen always hear me say that phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate, which is a fancy way of saying that things happen, and they happen every day, every year, and if you look at them long enough, you'll begin to understand that they're happening at a different time this year than they did last year, and maybe 20 years ago they happened at this same time, and what's the relationship?
Sure. So tell us, how'd you get started looking for the natural world around you, for all the things going on in the woods that you saw?
Probably I was fixing a flat tire, but I drive 100 miles every day in the country, and I meet a lot of interesting people, and I see a lot of interesting things. And one year I met a woman. She was in her 70s when I met her, and she kept records, and she came out one day, and she said, I saw my first robin today. And I thought, well, you know, I saw a robin today, too. And we got to talking, and it kind of evolved, and we began to have coffee every once a week, and we would chat about what we were seeing, and I ended up with a calendar, and pretty soon I was writing in the calendar, and then I was a phenologist without even knowing what that was.
And then you ended up on the radio.
And then I ended up on the radio, and as hard as it is to believe, that's 30 years ago now, and I'm not sure what... I'm really not sure if I do more for the radio or if the radio does more for me. The fact that we have KAXE here and that it can allow someone with my esoteric interest to come on the air and talk to people as though I were having a conversation, really, it's important.
And some kids are involved too.
Yeah, I get around and I visit with a lot of schools, and I try to get kids interested in looking at what's happening outside their bus window or their car window or what's happening in their backyard, and I ask them to report it, and the teachers help, and we get some great radio
and
that
way. And
you
have 15 schools or more?
It's probably about that many. It fluctuates depending on teachers and interest.
Well, you've collected so much data and so many observations over the years. What value do you think that has in the scientific community in looking at the broader world?
Well, you know, I began doing this for my own interest. And then as I said, the radio came along, and I thought, you know, I was like, geez, I got to find something. I got to talk to these people about something on Tuesdays. So I started being more diligent. And over the years, that kind of data began to have value. And now I'm associated with a professor at the University of Minnesota and a graduate student. And we're working on a project examining events that take place and their trend lines, whether they're getting earlier or later. And that's been really exciting. And I'm also about to embark on a project with some people who are doing a world-class experiment up at the Marcel Experimental Forest, also on phenology.
And you're described to me as a daredevil. Why would you be called that? Why would anyone call you a daredevil?
I wish my wife weren't in the audience. I like to think of myself as a risk taker, but not a daredevil. I like to skate, and I like to skate on lakes when they first freeze. And like so many things, it's a very ephemeral process, and you've got to get out there when there's ice and no snow. And sometimes the ice isn't quite thick enough, and so then you have to learn to swim or pick your way back out. And I've done both.
All right. Well, thank you, John Latimer,
thank
phenology.
You.